أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
يعني من بداية هذا الأوتبريك أو هذا التفشي في ولاية نيو ساوث ويلز تحديدا بسيدني الكبرى والقيود مفروضة على مناطق غرب سيدني بشكل خلى بعض الريزيدنتس بعض السكان يشعروا انهم they're being scapegoated, they're being singled out, عم بشعروا انه الحكومة عم بتدفعهم الثمن. من هون اجت هاي الرسالة كتبها 21 كونسلر لرئيسة حكومة الولاية غلاديس بيرجكليان, طلبوا منها تطبيق قيود كونسيستنت أكتر, متجانسة أكتر, إيكوال أكتر على كل مناطق سيدني وليس مناطق دون أخرى. من الموقعين على هاي الرسالة ديبيوتي مير أوف كانتربري بانكس تاون راشيل حريقة, ضيفتنا our guest this morning. Good morning Rachel.
Good morning, صباح الخير to everyone listening.
صباح النور. يا أهلا, أهلا فيك.
صباح الخير رشيل. رشيل, مبارح حصيلة مبارح من أصل 1029 حالة أكثر من نصف عدد الإصابات بمناطق جنوب غرب سيدني, ولكن هالرسالة اعتبرت أنه قواعد الإغلاق غير منصفة ومتساوية بين المناطق. The restrictions are unfair and unequal between the suburbs. على شو استندتوا ريشيل بهذا الطرح؟
Of course, I mean, the 12 affected LGAs have been hit the hardest with restrictions. Let us not all forget where this virus came from. It started from Bondi and it's been transferred into the Greater Sydney and, you know, Southwest Sydney and Western Sydney area. So we've been hit the hardest with the rules. We've, you know, recently had around 40 rule changes in the last 60 days. So you can just imagine the level of confusion, frustration and uncertainty amongst people in terms of having to keep up to date with these restrictions in order to follow the rules. So our community do want to do the right thing, but it's very hard to keep up with the rules.
Rachel, when you look at the infections, the number of infections in these areas in Western Sydney, they're pretty concentrated in these areas. Don't you think that's a good excuse for the government of the state to apply harsher restrictions on those 12 LGAs?
I mean, we've had harder restrictions for many weeks now. You can see with the numbers, it's not budging. I'm not sure why it's not budging. We can just see an increase of numbers. Last year, we had all of Greater Sydney into lockdown and we got out of it. And all we are asking is for, you know, the restrictions to apply to across Greater Sydney for a fair kind of for all of us to get together and get out of this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
With authorised workers, you can have someone, let's say Mr. X that lives in Bondi, come into our LGA to work without being, you know, vaccinated, without any of these restrictions, where you have Mr. Y that lives in one of the 12 affected LGAs that have been restricted and needed to go get the vaccination and all these requirements in order to go to work. I mean, what's to say that Mr. X that lives in Bondi can come into our LGA and pick up, you know, and just go back home and just spread amongst them? So it's just really unfair. So the virus is very contagious and we just want a fair kind of restriction amongst Greater Sydney.
Rochelle, amidst the exclusion and inclusion of some local areas complying to lockdown rules, residents of these areas feel that they're being purposely targeted. Now, did the residents of Canterbury and Bankstown express their disapproval of these decisions?
Look, yes, there's a lot of residents that are very frustrated with the rules. You've got some parents, even mothers whose English is second language, having to stay at home and homeschool. So you can just imagine how under pressure they are at this point in time. So I don't blame, you know, my residents feeling very frustrated and to know, like, and just to see how unfair these rules are. So they have expressed to me and I've received a number of phone calls in terms of how unfair these rules are that haven't been imposed on them.
And it's taking a huge mental toll on people. Rochelle, some argue that the police operation was harsher on the western suburbs than it had been in more affluent parts of Sydney. We've seen helicopters, more police officers deployed in the area. I know you're one of the councillors that are in direct contact with the community. You're always trying to listen to people and what they want to say to you and what they want to communicate to the government of the state. How do people feel today in Canterbury Bankstown?
The people that with the based on the phone calls I have received, they just feel like they're fed up. You know, the amount of rules that they have listened to within weeks, they just feel as though that there's further harsher restrictions imposed on them. I mean, look at just the workers permit. Now we need a workers permit, you know, if we're entering an LGA of concern or, you know, leaving, if you live in the area and leaving to go to work. So we're just having so many more harsher restrictions imposed on us. So there is a huge frustration amongst the people that have contacted me, that they just feel that they're very fed up. They're very, very confused as well. I've received a number of phone calls asking me whether I'm allowed to do this or am I allowed to do that. I mean, we're only, if you can see, you know, we have an ease of restrictions, you know, for the fully vaccinated adults coming on the 13th of September. But yep. If you can see, with for our LGAs of concern, it's only 1 hour per day of recreation, where people that live outside of the LGAs of concern can have 5-person outdoor gatherings allowed for fully vaccinated people.
And people are trying to do the right thing. We've seen vaccination rates skyrocketing in Western Sydney, in Canterbury, Bankstown. At the same time, this feeling of frustration, do you think it'll push people to be more complacent?
They already are complacent, these people. I mean, with the amount of vocals I have received asking whether they can, you know, whether they're allowed to do a certain thing, I mean, I can see by that they want to follow the rules. So, yes, people are being complacent. So I haven't seen anyone in Canterbury Bankstown, you know, not abiding by the rules. I haven't seen anything in the media of anyone in Canterbury Bankstown not abiding by the rules. So I have good faith in my community and I know that they are following the rules, but it's really hard when the government is just chopping and changing the rules. For example, authorised workers. At the start, authorised workers were just, you know, emergency services and health workers were allowed. But overnight, without any announcement to the community, they changed it on Service New South Wales, where you had a list of authorised workers, including retail trade. And I had to phone call everyone because I had one particular phone call that lives in Fairfield but is trading within Canterbury Banks and asking whether I'm allowed to trade. I had to say no at the start, but then I had to track back to who I had said no so I could phone call them to say, I'm so sorry, you are allowed to trade, but you have to do the 3-day mandatory testing that was previously before.
Rochelle, Canterbury Bankstown Mayor, said that it is the Prime Minister herself who has been constantly saying that the curfew is useless, and he said that the community felt penalised with the curfew decision. Will the objection of the 21 councils affect the future decisions of the Premier?
I'm not even quite sure if it will affect, or I'm not even quite sure if the Premier will read our letter, to be honest with you. But yes, the Premier did a number of times said that the curfew just doesn't work. But all of a sudden, we've been imposed with a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. I mean, I'm not sure who is making the decisions, but we just need a clear guideline set of rules that are just, you know, stays just as it is, not being, you know, changed. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's just not budging and the numbers are increasing. So technically, the restrictions are just not working at the moment.
Rochelle, what about businesses in Canterbury Bankstown, a lot of businesses, small businesses in specific? And they're showing frustration and confusion at specifically the rollout of the permit system for essential workers in the region. It has still not launched in less than 48 hours from when it's due to be implemented. There is a lot of confusion in this area. I know you do support small businesses in the area and a lot of so many members of our community to have these small shops. They work in hospitality, they have restaurants. What about these people? Have you expressed their concerns to the government?
Of course. I mean, we're always calling out and we have expressed our concerns to the government through council in terms of businesses being hit hard. It is a ghost town. It's very clear that the businesses have been hit very hard. If you just walk through Canterbury Bankstown, especially through the main street, you can see there is no one walking through the shops, which is very sad. I mean, there was an Olympic Deli, Continental Deli in Bankstown that has closed down, that was operating for 65 years. So you can just imagine how hard these small businesses have been hit hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Golden Century in the city has gone into administration, I mean, you can just see some of the small businesses are about to go on the brink of collapse. And I've heard that there are businesses that have applied for grants, but they have not received anything yet. So the government needs to support the businesses now. They have been, small businesses have supported so many sporting organisations through sponsorship. So it's time for them to, you know, give back and support small businesses through this difficult time.
And to show what people can and cannot do, I think a lot of people are confused at the moment.
This is the hard part.
Of course.
Rochelle, lastly, what about the health orders? A lot of people in Canterbury Bankstown in Western Sydney speak a language other than English. And so many people are accusing the government of miscommunicating all these health orders and the restrictions to clarify what's going on. What do you hear from people? What's the feedback you're currently getting? We're trying to do our part at SBS Arabic.
Course.
And at SBS, we're trying to provide the even the presa in Arabic on SBS TV. Do you think that will make a difference or would still have gaps in the future?
Look, I'm even confused myself. With the rules, with the constant changing. I mean, there was 40 rules that have changed within the last 60 days. I know that the federal member for Washington, Tony Burke, and we have Sophie Cotts, the member for Canterbury, and Jihad Deep, the member for Lakemba, we were grateful they were holding, you know, weekly Zooms in Chinese and Arabic. And after we finished that Zoom, in the next few days, the rules have changed. So the members are doing their best in terms of delivering the languages out to the community to keep up with the health orders, as well as local government as well. So we are trying to reach out to people whose English is second language to ensure that they are keeping up to the health orders. But I always say, what I say always is just do not hesitate to reach out to your local members, to your local councillors. Give us a call if you're confused about any health orders or rules. We are more than happy to find out for you whether you are allowed or you're not. Just so you know, you feel as though you are doing you're doing the right thing. I just don't want anyone getting a fine at this point in time thinking that they are doing the right thing.
This too shall pass with collective effort. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Deputy Mayor Rochelle Hadia.
Thank you for having me and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you.
Have a nice day and keep up the good work. الحياة عم بعملوا شغل كتير.
استثنائي صحيح.
بالفعل استثنائي. تحية لرشال خلدون لبلال طبعا وكل أعضاء البلدية اللي عم بيحاولوا يدعموا المجتمع المحلي مهما كانت الظروف صعبة.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.